Okay, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages. Yesterday we were discussing Tashlumei Tefillah. I just wanted to give a ha'ara that we had a kasha yesterday from the Gemara that if you do Havdalah in the first Shmona Esrei, Motzei Shabbos, and the second one you don't, you have to go back and say Havdalah in the third. If you say Havdalah, you're right, if you say Havdalah in the second one and the regular one in the first, then you have to say another Shmona Esrei in the third. Without the Havdalah, because you have shown that the first one is Tashlum. So we had the Gemara had a kasha on that, whatever it was, and then Asher Zelig asked the kasha, what if you did it a different way? Is it Yotzei Zayin? So the Mefarshim will say that the reason why it doesn't work in that case when you start off without Havdalah is because you have shown that the first one is for the purpose of Tashlumen and the second one is for the purpose of Maariv. And once you have shown that to be the way, that's no good. So if you would say neither Tashlum with Havdalah or both with Havdalah, then you would in fact be Yotzei. Okay, the other opinion was that of Yishub and Levi, which we're going to start it, is that the Tfilos were corresponding to the Korbanos. And we are starting off from the middle of Chavav on the base, where it says, Tanya Kavase de Rabbi Shub and Levi. There's a brisa that's like the opinion of Rabbi Shub and Levi. Why do they say that Tfilas HaShachar goes till midday? And the reason why is because the first korban of the day, the Talmud Shel Shachar, you can bring up until midday. Similarly, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Arba Amos. You only have four Amos to say Tfilas HaShachar. What? I did Arba Shos, if you don't remember, at Arba Shos, why? Sherei Tamid Shul Shachar, Korban V'Holech, at Arba Shos, because you only have 4 hours to bring the Korban Tamid Shul Shachar. So they say, that just like they have Machloikas by Korbanos, that's the same Machloikas when it comes to Tefillah. Umimnei Ma'amru Tefillah Samincha at Arab, why do you have Tefillah Samincha up until the evening? Sherei Tamid Shul Ben Ha'arbayim, because the Tamid Shul Ben Ha'arbayim, which is the first Korban of the day, Korban V'Holech at Arab, that could be brought up until the evening. Rav Yudomer ad plaga mincha until half of the time of mincha, which we'll see what that means shortly. Why? Shrei tamid shel ben arbaim karva holich ad plag ha mincha, because the tamid shel ben arbaim could be brought up until half of the day, of the time to the evening, I should say. Don't worry if you don't understand what plaga mincha is. The Gemara will discuss that in great detail shortly. Why do we say that the tefillah of Maariv has no time, that you have the entire evening to say it? Shirei Evarim Upadarim, because the limbs and the fats of the korbanos, Shaloinis Achlu Bimba'erev, that they don't become consumed the entire evening. Kreim V'holchem Kolay, they begin, are able to be left on the Mizbeach the entire evening. Just a little bit of Chasidus. Reb Tzadik says a marvelous opinion. Reb Tzadik says, the reason why there's a limit in the morning and there's no limit at night is because it's much easier to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it's light outside, figuratively. When you see the light, then you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in the evening, we need more work. The emunascha balelos, that requires a lot of extra work, and therefore you have the entire evening. Says the Gemara, Umaneima amru shel musafim kol hayom. Why do you have the opportunity to say musaf the entire day? Shrei korban shel musafim karav kol hayom, because the korban of musaf could be brought the entire day. If you don't hear, ad sheva shos, if you said you have 7 hours, shrei korban musaf karav aholech ad sheva shos, because the korban musaf could be brought only for 7 hours. So you have that machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. So what do we see from this Brisa Klar? That the timing of our tfilos correspond to the korbanos, and therefore that the tfilos must have been corresponding to what? To the times, to the korbanos themselves. It makes a lot of sense. Who is misaking the concept of tfilah? Anshei Knesset Sagadola, who around the beginning of the second base image, but right after the first one also, when the korbanos were nullified, because we had no longer a base image. Okay, the Gemara now concludes, Vezui Mincha Gedola. What is considered Mincha Gedola? Says the Gemara, Mishesh Sha'os Umachse Vilamala, from 6.5 hours into the day going forward, which is in a perfect 6 to 6 day, 12:30, because it's 6.5 hours after 6. Vezui Mincha Ketana. What is Mincha Ketana? Meitesha shows umachziv ilamala, from 9.5 hours into the day, which in a perfect 6 to 6 day, very good, is 3:30. Okay, because that's 9.5 hours. You guys do the math. The Gemara asks, the Bnei Yeshiva asks an open-ended, two-sided halachic question. Rabbi Yehuda, when he says plag mincha, when he says half plag, half of the time for mincha, kama kamar, or plag mincha achrona kamar? Meaning, the following. Does he say half of the time from the first mincha, which would be 12:30, or does he say it from the second one, which would be from 3:30? And that would mean the following. When we say plaga mincha, if you say from 12:30, you would then divide the time by 12 from 6 to 12:30, which is 5.5 hours. And what's half of 5.5 hours? That's 2 hours and 45 minutes. So what's 2 hours and 45 minutes after 12:30? That's 3:15. That would be plag mincha kama. If we say plag mincha achrona, so then we would say the time between 3:30 and 6, divide that in half, and that would be 1 hour and 15 minutes. So you look between 3:30 and 6, and that would come out to 4:45. Okay, so that is plag mincha achrona. So when he says plag mincha, I told you we'd get back to it. We have, is it in a perfect 6 to 6 day? Is it 3:15 or is it 4:45? Tashma, come in here. Desan, Yibiru Amer, plag mincha achrona amru. When he says plag mincha, he means the second one, meaning the one from mincha ketana. Vihi achas asrei shoros chaser review. And that's 10 hours. I'm sorry, that's 11 hours minus a quarter, or 10 hours and 45 minutes into the day, which in a perfect 6 to 6 day is 4:45. If I was your Rebbe and I was teaching this, when the test would come, I would tell you a sunrise and a sunset. I'd tell you, okay, up until when can you say Shachris? When can you start Mincha? When is the last time for Mincha? And you would have to apply these dinim. I mean, that would mean test your understanding. So when you get home today, test yourself. And I'll see if you can understand this, because this is very critical. Okay, the Gemara is now going to go back to the Braisa that we learned in the name of Shuben Levi and ask on that. Shuben Levi is the opinion who says that the Tfilos correspond to the Korbanot, or the Korbanos. Name it, Yavit Yuf, to the Rabbi Yosef Ben Chanina. Let us say this is a cash in the opinion of Yosef Ben Chanina. Right. The following, the Gemara says, why would this be a cash of Yosef Ben Chanina? Because what does Rabbi Yosef Chanina say? He said the tfilos are what? Kineged the avos. But we just read a long brisa that detailed the zmanim that went after the korbanos. So it sounds like the tfilos are against the korbanos and not like the avos. So Rabbi Yosef Chanina. So Rabbi Yosef Chanina will respond. Liolam eimalacha tfilos avos. No. The forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, were really the ones who established the concept of tfilos. But Vasmachinu Rabbanan are Karbanos. But the Rabbanan, when they enacted the tfilos afterwards, and they wanted to set up the timing of the tfilos, they relied on the Karbanos. And the Gemara brings a raya to this. Tilo Temach, if you don't say this, tfilos Musaf, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chanina, Mai Takana. What do you do with Musaf? Which forefather established Musaf? There was none. Right? He knew that. El tfilos, but rather the concept of tfilos, avos tiknam, vas machinu rabbana nar karbana. So the rabbana, when they established it, when we will say that, they established this corresponding to the karbanos, okay, his particular musaf, and that's the way we say our tfilos bizman hazeh. Okay, let's go through tfilos shachris. You have 4 hours to say the Shmona Esrei, which is the way we just ask it. Ibailu. What? Famous. Yeah, a lot of famous Gemaras. Ibailu. Ad vi ad bechlal, odilma, ad vilo ad bechlal. Ad vi ad bechlal means, do we count the fourth hour in the standard? Do you now have up until 10 o'clock? Or do we say up until the beginning of the fourth hour? Ad vilo ad bechlal. And then when the fourth hour begins, that's not included it, and therefore you would have to say, you would have to say Yeshmona Esrei before 9 o'clock. So ad v'ad means we include the fourth hour, and ad v'lo ad means we do not count. It's ad v'ad, not including, up until and not including, or up until and including, right? That's ad v'ad versus ad v'lo ad. Ta shma, come in here, beautiful in there. Ad plaga mincha, you have until plaga mincha. What are the two possibilities when you say ad plaga mincha? One would be 10:40, one would be 4:45, and one would be, if we include plaga mincha, if we say ad v'ad b'chlal, that would be up until 6 o'clock. Now, you're smart guys. I'll ask you. You'll figure out the Gemara's problem. If we say that ad the ad bechlal is 6 o'clock, so when he says up until plaga milcha means up until 6 o'clock, what's the problem with that? What's the problem, Rabbi Yehuda says up until 6 o'clock? Come on, you guys are smart. The Chachamim say, how long do you have to say mincha till? 6 o'clock. Does Rabbi Yehuda argue on the Chachamim?
Yes.
So if Rabbi Yehuda says, ad vi ad bechlal, and you have up until 6 o'clock to say mincha, what does it come out?
They're not arguing.
Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim say the same thing. They say, you have until 6 o'clock. So that can't be. So let's see the Gemara inside. Tashma Rabbi Yehuda imer ad plaga mincha, iya mar bishlo, but this makes sense if it's ad vi ad bechlal, if you have up until 4:45, up until and not including plaga mincha, you have up until 4:45. Hayni deika ben Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. Then we have a dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda says you could have mincha until 4:45, and the Rabbanan says you could have mincha until 6 o'clock. Now iamat adi ad bechlal. But if you're saying we're going to include the time of plaga mincha as well, then we have a problem. Turning over to Amar Rav Yehuda, Hayni Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda would be the same thing as Rabbanan. They both would say that you could have mincha up until 6 o'clock. And we need them to argue with each other, because they do argue with each other in the Mishnah, because Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't just come and say the same opinion as the Chum. So Elamai, so what must it be? Ad v'lo ad b'chal. We say up until, we mean up until, but not including two. Says the Gemara. Okay, so right now we think that the Tefillah Ben of Shachris, if you have 4 hours, up until the fourth hour, it means up until the fourth hour, you mean up until 9 o'clock, showing good not to finish. But the Gemara says, we have a problem with that. Aim a safer, check out the second half. Most of you have the entire day. You have up until the seventh hour, which would mean now, according to the way we're learning, ad velo ad bechlal, that would mean not up until 1 o'clock. It would not include the seventh hour. It would mean up until what? How long? What? 12 o'clock. Very good. Vitanya, and we learned in a brisa. Hayu lefanav shtei tfilos. He has in front of him two different tfilos. What should he say? Achashom musaf v'achashom mincha. One of musaf and one of mincha. Mispal shem mincha v'achar kach shel musaf. According to the first opinion, yedav mincha, then yedav musaf. In that order. Why? Shazu tadira and vizu eino tadira. Because one is regular, one is not regular. And therefore, tadir v'eino tadir, tadir kodim, you say the tfil of mincha before the tfil of musaf. Rabbi Yehuda omer, mispal shem musaf, yedav the tfil of musaf v'achar kach shel mincha. And then you dav mincha. Why do you go musaf then mincha? Shazu overis, vizu ein overis, because the time of musaf is passing over, and the time of mincha you have all day. Now here's the problem. If we say what? We have now a conflict between musaf and mincha. If we say up until means not including the seventh hour, could musaf and mincha ever conflict? Could musaf and mincha ever conflict? No. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda says, up until the seventh hour. If we're saying up until is not including, that would mean that the drop-dead time to say Musaf is 12 o'clock. What's the earliest man for Mincha, according to everybody? 12:30. There's no conflict. So Rabbi Yehuda resolving a conflict that can't be. So it can't mean ad v'lo ad b'chlal. It must mean ad v'ad b'chlal. Let's read that inside. It makes sense. Ad v'ad b'chlal. If we say that it includes the seventh hour, therefore you can say Musaf to 1 o'clock. Now we can have a conflict between Musaf and Mincha between 12:30 and 1. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, "Stav Musaf first, then Mincha." Haynu de mishkachas lu, that we could find shtei tefilas b'hadei adade, the two tefilas simultaneously. Eli amart ad velo ad bechlal. But if we say up until means not including the seventh hour, heichi mishkachas lu, where would we ever find that Musaf and Mincha would conflict with each other? Shtei tefilas b'hadei adade, we have two tefilas simultaneously. Came in the asir shel Mincha, when the zman of Mincha arrives. As the law shall musaf, and the time of musaf is already gone. Elamai, what must it be? When we say ad sheva shos, we must mean ad vi ad bichlal, up until and including, which means up until 1 o'clock. So now the Gemara says, the seifa ad seems to mean up until and including, and the resha means up until but not including. Right? So which one is it? So the Gemara says kasha resha. So we have a kasha difficulty in the resha. Maishna Ben Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. What's the distinction from Yehuda Rabbanan? Meaning, if he says up until and including, then we need to find what's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chum by Mincha, if they both say you have up until 6 o'clock to have Mincha, up until Shkia. So says the Gemara, hold the phone. Mi savar the high plaga Mincha plaga Chorona Kamar. When Rabbi Yehuda says you have up until plag amincha, does he mean the last plag, that the interruption of the last plag of mincha ketana, which would mean 10:45? No, plag rishona kamar. He means up until the time of the first plag, which means of the mincha ketana, right? Kavaran. So his intent was for the halfway point of the mincha ketana. So Rabbi Yehuda holds ad v'ad bechlal. He holds really it means including. Okay, but when's the last time for mincha? It's the end, including, of the first half of the mincha ketana, which means we no longer have a machlokas, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, when is the zman of mincha up until? It's up until 4:45. According to Chum, when is it up until? It's up until 6 o'clock. The Hachi Kamar, and this is how to read the Brisa. Amos Nafik Plag Rishona, the Ayol Plag Achrona. When does the first half of mincha end and the second half begin? Says the Gemara, Mechinafki Achas Asari Sharas Chasarivya. When it's less than 11 hours, when it's minus a quarter, which is 10:45, 10 hours and 45 minutes into the day. Okay, and that is the end of the Zman Mincha. So, for our purposes, it means Ad, the Ad Bechlal, Tilas Mincha is up until the set, and including the seventh hour. Most of it, excuse me, is up until including the seventh hour, so 1 o'clock. And we say Mincha, it's up until including the first half of Mincha Chtana, which means up until 10 hours and 45 minutes of the day. Rav Nachman brings a Raya from the Mishnah of Yehuda that he holds it's Ad, the Ad Bechlal, means up until and including. We also hold this. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba heid chamish dvarim. He testified about five different things. You got to hold cup because it's five different areas. Okay, ready? Number one, and I would put a little circle there so you can always reference these five items. Number one, shememayin and esek tana. There's something called miyun. That means if God forbid your father dies young and you're under the age of bar mitzvah and they want to marry you off. But you can't because there's no father. So who's going to marry the little girl off before bat mitzvah? So we allow the older brother and the mother to do it. It's some sort of like the rabbanim marriage. In order to annul that marriage, we allow the world to do miyun. Okay? So sometimes Beis Din tells the ketana who's the yesoma to do miyun rather than to allow the kedushin to flourish when she reaches the age of bat mitzvah, whether it's a situation of yibam or whatever it is. That's number one. Memayin es ketana. We teach the ketana to do miyun. Number two. Traditionally, in order to prove something, you need two witnesses, right? But let's say the husband is gone and we don't know where he is, and one witness tells us that the husband is taka dead. So we allow her to get remarried based on one witness, and we don't need a second witness. Number three, the altarnigol shenisko bishulayim al shaharigas anefesh. If a chicken pecks away at a child's brain, rachman al islan. Okay, we stone the chicken like we would a shor shenagach. Okay. That's what we do as well. Number four, the al yayin ben arboim yom shenis nasich al gabe mizbeach. That wine has to be 40 days old in order to use as libations by the mizbeach. And the fifth thing we learn is v'al tamid shel shachar shekar ba'arba'amus. We testify about the korban tamid shel shachar that you have 4 hours to bring it, which sounds exactly like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds up until the fourth hour and not up until the third hour or including, which would seem like he includes the fourth hour. Says the Gemara, Shma Mina Ad V'Ad Bechlal Shma Mina. Amar Rav Kahana says, Rav Kahana, Halacha Ki Rav Yehuda, the Halacha follows Rav Yehuda, that we have 4 hours to say Shmona Esrei, Hoel Usnan V'Bechirta. Since, Kavase, since we learn it in the Mishnah, it's an Adius like him, so the Halacha is anytime there's Halacha in Adius, we pass in that way. One quick story. So I was in a camp, and remember, when you're in camp and you're in camp time, it's an hour later. So the rabbis, the whatever it was, somebody in the camp said that my group was going to daven at 9:30, which meant 10:30 city time, which means we weren't going to make Sosman Tefillah, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So I went to the person in charge and I said, we're not going to make Zman. And he cut me off and he says, because cut me off and he says, well, this is what they'll do. We'll wake them up at this man. They'll go wash Negevash. They'll say Birch Satara. And they'll say, and I look at him and say, Shmona Esrei. And he starts cracking up because he thought I meant Kriya Shema. There's no tricks for getting around Sosman Tefillah. I don't know how people do it. Sosman Kriya Shema, some people have that Einfach, which I don't really like, but whatever, people do it. When it comes to Sosman Tefillah, there's no tricks. You always got to say it before the fourth hour. Gentlemen, have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos. We'll be back Sunday at 8:00.